Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. My name is Dan Hafner, and today is a little Tech Bytes short. We're going to be talking about something that has been kind of on my mind recently, seen it happen with a lot of people that I work with, that I'm in business with, and it is this concept of managing digital overload. I think this is particularly a timely topic for myself, which is probably why I decided to talk about it. But I also see it in a lot of other people too. I think, you know, this time of year, it's the holidays, at least at the time of the recording and release of this. So you might not be as involved in this, but, you know, you've probably experienced this at some point. Maybe you're experiencing it right now, you will in the future, is digital burnout. Like, that is a very real thing, and it happens, especially for people, you know, in the field of like myself, where you're working with software, you're working with digital products. It's just, most of us have jobs in front of computers anymore. At least if you're listening to this, you likely do, maybe you don't. But if anything, you probably have some overload from social media, which is more like an addiction, but you know, that's a whole separate topic in conversation. But there's some things that, you know, that I think have helped me that I just kind of like to pass on. This is kind of more of the personal development type of side of this show that I've tried to keep alive from the original Run Your Day show that this used to be. But there has been, and this is one thing that I'm even doing to restructure my days and my time going into 2024. And that is this concept of, time batching, time blocking. There's all kinds of different names of it. And before I say any more, I'm not an expert in any of this. I'm just talking to you as a real person, as a real dude, going through a lot of this and figuring it out on my own, but also working with different people to help figure it out too. But time batching and time blocking has been something that's really affected me. And I know this because when I don't do this and I don't take the time to do this, I notice that my productivity slips. I end up doing different things that I really probably shouldn't be doing in terms of just extra work. That's just, you know, not the important things that are actually moving the ball forward. It's like spending more time on social media, doing low level impact work, those types of things. Right. But there's different ways you can do this, right? You can either say like, hey, from 9 to 11, I'm going to do these things and spend my, you know, focus on that. Or a lot of people even do it in terms of areas of their business. So you could say, okay, I'm just going to do sales related things on Tuesdays, and I'm going to do fulfillment related things on Wednesdays, and I'm going to do marketing and advertising related things on Mondays, or things like that. So there's a couple of different ways that you can do that. Because I noticed this too, and I was just watching a course about this. When our brain is continually going from thing to thing, it's really hard to get into that deep dive focus and flow state. When you're just jumping around from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing all over the place, you end up half-assing everything, right? And I even have to consciously stop myself from doing this. I catch myself doing this all the time. And so that's the other thing I was going to say was, there's a bunch of tools out there, and I'm just going to name a few of my favorites that really help. Especially for someone like me, I'm a very audio person. That's why I do this podcast. That's why I listen to, you know, audio books and Audible things and different things like that. So at least for someone like me, there's some really, if you're an audio based person or audio focused person, there's a couple of really cool tools. One obviously is Headspace. They have a lot of kind of different focus music, soundscapes, that you can sit and listen to that kind of provide that just like background noise, white noise. I particularly like the fire crackles. Like, those are all, for whatever reason, the sound of a fire just always like soothes me and helps me think clearly. There is another, you can find, you know, channels like that on Spotify and YouTube and things like that too. There is another app, and I've talked about it on the show before. It's done by a friend of mine named Jeremy Finley, and it's the app called, I think it's called Quantium now. It used to be called Quantum. Quantium, I believe, is what it's called. I'm not entirely sure. But he has a lot of really, really cool things on there, and specific time blocking pieces for meditating, focusing, you know, piano and birds, fire crackles, rain, morning wind, you know, atomic shimmers, different things like that. But it also gives you, you can set out tasks that you want to accomplish. It's timed. It keeps you on track. It's really, really cool app. You can check it out on the App Store, I believe. I believe it's Quantium now. It's not just Quantum. And then, you know, another thing that I like to do too is, man, it's really hard because, you know, especially being your own thing, doing your own, you know, being if you're watching this and you're a solopreneur, you're an entrepreneur, you manage a small team or whatever, it's very easy to just be able to work at all times of the day, whether it's 5 a.m. or 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, maybe even later, middle of the night, who knows? It's just, it's always there. So for me, like now that we've moved, I have a whole office here, and when I'm in here, I'm working, right? I am guilty. I will work on the couch sometimes or in the basement. We have a new bar. Like there's a lot of places that we can go, which is nice to be able to do that. And it's a blessing really. But it's also a curse, right? Because you can take work anywhere. You can do all these things. And it is, it's this really weird world of being able to work from wherever you are, but also being able to work from wherever you are, right? Like there's all these different things. What I've found is even though it feels like you're moving slower and you're consciously stopping yourself from getting things done, putting that time limit to say like, hey, like after 6 p.m., 7 p.m., whatever the case might be for you, no phones, no computers, no work, no anything. I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to do whatever. I admittedly am still not very good at this, so I need to practice what I'm preaching, right? But I really do. I think there's power in it because a lot of people like us, I feel this too. I feel anxiety about it. I feel nervousness about it. Like, man, like I'm just sitting here watching something stupid on TV. Like I could be doing something. I could be spending this time doing something for my business or putting together something different or building something or whatever it might be. And that's a real skill. That's a mindset that you have to learn to overcome and deal with. And I admittedly am not the best at it. But when I notice there are nights when I'm just like, I can lay things down. It's like that mental break. We really need that. It's like a detox, right? It's like a cleanse, a detox of like getting away from this stuff because we're bombarded with messages and notifications and emails and text messages and whatever, like just 9 bajillion different things, all the endless scrolling we all do, right? It's overstimulating our brains. We're not meant to do that. We're meant to be in flow, in focus, in be able to work on those certain things and think in those certain ways. And again, I'm not a specific expert in all of this. This is just how I like to deal with these types of things. Time blocking, kind of doing some of those digital cleansing and in digital, what was the word I used for? Detox, right? And then using those tools like Headspace, like Quantium, Spotify, even YouTube has, you know, whole 24-hour focus music channels you can listen to. You know what I mean? Anything that you need to, another really cool thing that a lot of people use or don't use is the Do Not Disturb feature on your phone. Like that is a really, really cool thing. I know Windows has a new feature for that too. It's not used as much as I think it should be. Maybe you do use it. If you do, good for you. I know that I don't technically like to use it all that much because I'm doing a million different things. I'll forget to turn it off and then I'll miss calls or miss texts or something like that. But that is a very powerful thing to do when it comes to getting into those deep work sessions, right? It's like you really have to be conscious about turning your phone off, about closing down Facebook or TikTok or YouTube or whatever things are going to cause distractions. And it is, it's like you feel like you're missing out on something. You feel like I should be paying attention to this, but at the end of the day, like those things will always be there, right? That's why they say, don't text and drive. Don't do these things because no matter what that notification says, it's not as important as what you're trying to do. It probably is not. I can almost guarantee you, right? So, anyway, just a quick little short here. Hope this was helpful for you. Hope you got, some value out of this. Be sure to answer the Q&A if you have time what type of things do you do to manage your digital overload in your life? Not your digital overlord, which is what I almost said. Not your digital overlord, your digital overload, because we're all experiencing it. So, anyways, that is a wrap for this show. Appreciate all of you. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next time.